السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب زدني علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم and thank you for joining us today for Rahma's English course. Alhamdulillah, so good to see you all here. Inshallah, I hope that all of you are doing well and that you all have had a wonderful week. So today, inshallah, we are continuing where we left off from Surah Nisa, from ayah number 148 to ayah number 151. And alhamdulillah, we are starting the sixth juz today, inshallah. So we're just going to start first with the recitation of these verses. If you all would like to open up your Qur'an and follow along, starting from the beginning of juz 6, ayah number 148.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا يحب الله الجهر بالسوء من القول إلا من ظلم وكان الله سميعا عليما إن تبدوا خيرا أو تخفوه أو تعفوا عن سوء فإن الله كان عفوا قديرا إن الذين يكفرون بالله ورسله ويريدون أن يفرقوا بين الله ورسله ويقولون نؤمن ببعض ونكفر ببعض ويريدون أن يتخذوا بين ذلك سبيلا أولئك هم الكافرون حقا وأعتدنا للكافرين عذابا مهينا.
So inshallah, that is our lesson, ayah 148 to ayah 151. Inshallah, for the theory part of our class, we are doing a quick review of the topic of Nabr. So this is what we have been covering in the past few classes. Alhamdulillah, in the last class, we were able to do the fifth and last one. So for today, we're just going to review all of the topic of Nabr before we move on to the next topic in the next class, inshallah. So what is Nabr? Nabr is defined as a pressure or emphasis or raising the voice on a certain part of a letter or a specific letter so that it sounds a little bit louder than the letters that are surrounding it. So Nabr in the Quran is a complete rule of recitation. So there are five circumstances in the Quran where we apply Nabr. So there are five different circumstances and each one is unique. So the first circumstance that we did is going to be the stopping on a letter that has shadda. Okay, so this is the first circumstance of nabr as it appears in the Quran. It is stopping on a letter that has shadda. So we have the example mustamirun alhayyu mustaqirun. So in all of these cases, you see that ra or ya in these specific examples has a shadda. But this can be for any letter. So any letter that has a shadda on top and we decide to stop on that letter, we have to give that letter nabr. Why? Because we are dropping the shadda. So the reason why we apply nabr here is because we are dropping something. And in the Quran, we are not allowed to drop something without putting anything else in its place. Okay? So for mustamirun, for example, ra has a shadda. Now we are reciting the ra twice. Mirrun. So now we have two ra's, mir and run. But when we stop here, we say mustamir. Now that second ra, we have completely dropped, run. We are not saying that at all. And in the Quran, we are not allowed to drop something without replacing it with something else. So in order for the listener to know that there is a shadda here, we are going to apply a little bit of nabat. We are going to raise the voice a little bit, and this is going to signify that this was not just a sukun, this was not just a normal harakat, this was a shadda. Okay, mustamirun. If we stop here, we are going to say mustamir. Raise the voice a little bit, apply a little bit of pressure, and this is going to signify that there was a shadda here that we have dropped in favor of a sukun. Same example on al-hayyu, al-hayy, al-hayy. Raise the voice a little bit, apply a little bit of pressure to make it obvious that there was a shadda here. Mustaqirun, we are going to stop here and say mustaqir. Okay, so this is the first example of nabr. We are just going to raise the voice a little bit. The only exception, I guess you can say, to this rule is if the letter that you are stopping on is a noon or a meme with a shadda. The reason for this is that you are just going to apply ghunna. So you don't have to raise the voice. You're just going to apply ghunna to this. So that ghunna is enough to let the listener know that there is a shadda here. So for example, if we stopped at the word lakini, and I stop, I say lakin. And if I stop at walakinna, so here noon has a shadda, I will say walakin. Now you can obviously hear that difference. Lakin, walakin. You can obviously hear that that second was has a shadda. So in this case, you don't have to apply nabr. Why? Because you are already giving it akmal ghunna, or the highest level of ghunna. So you don't need to give extra nabr on this. Just that ghunna is enough. So this is the first case. Whenever we are stopping on a letter that has shadda, you will raise the voice to make it obvious that there is a shadda here. Now the second circumstance of nabr is going to be whenever there is a waw or a ya. Now for the waw, it has to have a shadda, and the letter before it has to have dhamma or fatha. Okay, so for an easy way to remember this, you can say, is that the haraka that matches with waw is dhamma. Waw and dhamma both have the same sound, so both of these are matching. And then the fatha is additional. Just remember that fatha works for both of these circumstances, okay? So first we have waw with a shadda, with a dhamma or fatha on the letter before. And the second circumstance in this specific one is a ya with a shadda, and the letter that matches with the haraka, or the haraka that matches with the letter, is a kasra. Yi and the kasra both have the same sound. And then also we just add in a fatha for both cases, okay? So for waw, we need a dhamma before. For ya, we need a kasra before, or fatha for both, okay? When we see some examples, it'll make a little bit more sense. So the first example we're going to see is the word al-quwwata. Now when we have this word al-quwwata, waw is going to have shadda. Now we're going to give it a little bit of extra emphasis so that it's very obvious that there is a shadda here. Al-quwwata, al-quwwata. Give it a little bit more emphasis. The reason for this is that if we do not emphasize the shadda, it is possible that it will just sound like a waw with a fatha. Al-quwwata, quwwata. So now you can't really hear that shadda, okay? You hear ku wata, ku wata. You don't hear that shadda at all. So to make it obvious that there is a shadda, I will apply nabr. Ku wata and ku wata. You can hear that difference. Same example if we have the word qawwamuna. Give it a little bit of nabr. We are not reciting it as qawwamuna. Qawwamuna, you don't hear that shadda at all. I'm going to give it a little bit nabr. Qawwamuna. It's very obvious that there is a shadda here. So this was the example with waw. Now the example with ya, we have ghayyan. We are not saying ghayyan. Ghayyan. There is shadda here. Sharqiyatin. Sharqiyatin. So don't say sharqiyatin. Qiyatin, you don't hear that shadda. Qiyatin. Very obvious that there is a shadda here. Now the third circumstance of nabr is going to be مد لازم كلمي مخفف. Okay, so this is the name of the mad. If you don't remember the name, it's fine. Basically, what we're looking for is a sign of mad followed by a letter with shadda. Okay, this is what mad lazim kalimi muthaqqal means. It's basically a six count mad followed by a shadda. So we see that there is that sign of mad. The next letter has shadda. Then we're going to raise the voice a little bit to make it obvious that there is a shadda here. So for example, this is one example that everyone knows. We have the word allalin in Surah Fatiha. Now, if I don't say nabr, it will sound like allalin. Allalin. Now you don't hear the shadda on the lam. You don't hear them merge together. So I will give it a little bit of nabr to make that shadda very obvious. Allalin. We're going to give it a little bit of nabr and we're going to give it a little bit of emphasis on the lam to make it obvious that there is a shadda here. As opposed to saying allalin. Now you don't hear that shadda at all. Another example, we have the word al-haqqa in Surah Al-Haqqa, the first ayah. So I'm going to give it a little bit of emphasis on the qaf. Al-haqqa. So make sure that you know that there is a shadda on this letter after the med. So this one is pretty easy. Just look for a med followed by a shadda letter. Now the fourth circumstance is going to be a med followed by a hamza, and we are going to stop on this hamza and give it nabr. Okay, so med followed by hamza, and if we stop on this med with a hamza, then we have to apply nabr. Otherwise, what can happen is that hamza is dropped or is not audible and is not recited properly. So for example, we have the word as-sama'i. So here you are not applying nabr until you have to stop on the hamza. So if I am not stopping, I don't have to do nabr. I can just say as-sama'i, okay? And I don't have to do nabr. But if I am stopping, I am going to give a little bit of nabr on the hamza. As-sama. Now you hear I'm raising the voice a little bit on the hamza. Now the reason for this is that you can drop the hamza very easily. Now if I don't do nabr, as-sama. Now you don't hear that hamza at all versus as-sama. Now very obviously you hear that there is a hamza here. Now if we have the word guru in, if I stop, guru. An-nasi'u, an-nasi. Shay'in, shay. As-saw'i, as-saw. So raise the voice a little bit, give it a little bit of emphasis to make sure that hamza is very audible and very obvious. And the fifth circumstance, the one that we did in the last class, this only appears three times in the Quran. And this is going to be if you find that there is a dual form of a verb and the next letter is a letter with shadda. So that means that you are going to be dropping the dual form. So for example, we have the word ذَاقَ الشَّجَرَ. This is Surah A'raf, Ayah 22. ذَاقَ الشَّجَرَ. ذَاقَ is a dual form. They too ate. الشَّجَرَ from the tree. ذَاقَ الشَّجَرَ. Now to say a singular person ate, you will say ذَاقَ without the alif. ذَاقَ is dual. ذَاقَ is he ate. ذَاقَ, they too ate. Okay, so for you to drop this alif, you are changing the meaning of the Quran. For you are taking it from dual to singular form. For you to say ذَاقَ with just one count, this is going to be a mistake in the recitation of the Quran because you are changing the meaning. So how do we fix this? We have to merge it together. We have to merge the qaf with the shadda. So how will we do this? We will apply nabr, and this is going to make it obvious that this was dual form and we had to drop the alif and replace it with nabr, okay? So we have the word ذَاقَ الشَّجَرَ. When we read this together, ذَاقَ الشَّجَرَ. ذَاقَ الشَّجَرَ. Okay? So here you are going to just raise the voice slightly and give it some nabr here. So this was the first example of nabr in the Quran. So we had in Surah A'raf, ayah number 22. Okay, ذَاقَ الشَّجَرَ, they too ate from the tree. And then we just give it a little bit of nabr on the qaf and the alif. Now the second example is Surah Yusuf, ayah number 25. وَاسْتَبَقَ الْبَابِ. So wastabaqa, they too raced to albab, the door. Okay. Wastabaqa means he raced. Wastabaqa is they too raced. So we have to say that two of them did this act, but when we merge it together, we have to drop the alif. So instead of saying wastabaqa albab, we say wastabaqa albab. Now, wastabaqa is he raced. So because we are dropping it, we are going to give it nabr to show that it is still in dual form, that two people are still racing. It is not one person. So we're just going to raise the voice a little bit on the alif and the qaf. Wastabaqal baba. Raise the voice, apply a little bit of pressure. Wastabaqal baba. So you hear I raise the voice a little, and this is making it clear to the listener that two people are racing to the door, not one person. And this here is talking about Yusuf and the wife of the Aziz. So here, both of them are racing to the door, not just one person. So we have to make this clear. Two people were racing. وَاسْتَبَقَ الْبَابَ. Then we have the last example, which is An-Naml ayah 15. وَقَالَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. That two people said Alhamdulillah, Dawood and Sulaiman, both of them said Alhamdulillah to Allah. They said praise to Allah. So here, if we say قَالَ, قَالَ is one person. قَالَ, he said. قَالَ is they two said. So this is dual. So when we merge this together, it sounds like singular. وَقَالَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. And he said Alhamdulillah. But this is actually two people. Dawood and Sulaiman are saying Alhamdulillah. So we are going to just apply some nabr, raise the voice a little bit to make it obvious that this is two people. وَقَالَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. وَقَالَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. So here we're just giving it a little bit of nabr, raising the voice just a little bit to make it obvious that this is two people. So just really quickly, the three examples of this in the Quran, you can write this down and mark it in the ayahs. Surah Al-A'raf, ayah number 22. Surah Al-A'raf, ayah 22. Surah Yusuf, ayah 25. Surah Yusuf, ayah number 25. And then An-Naml, ayah number 15. Okay, An-Naml, ayah number 15. So these are the three places where this fifth circumstance of nabr comes in. So inshallah, we are done with this topic, and in the next class, we will continue with the next topic. For now, let's go ahead and look at analysis for these verses from ayah number 148. La yuhibbullah, name of Allah here is going to be heavy. Al-jahra, ha is going to have hams, give it a little bit of air, and this is going to come closer to the chest, not from the middle of the throat, okay? So instead of saying jah, jah, we're going to bring it closer from the chest, jah, jah. So you can hear it's a little bit of a heavier sound coming from down in the chest. Jah, ra, ra is heavy. Bisu'i, this is a four count med. Minal qawli, qaf is heavy. Illa man dhulim, la is heavy. Wa kana Allahu, name of Allah here is heavy. Sami'an, this is going to be idhar. Alima, this is a two count med al iwad. In tubadu, ba is going to have qalqala. Khayran, kha is heavy, ra is heavy. Aw tukhfuhu, kha is heavy. Aw ta'fu, ayn is going to have tawassut. Ansu'in, this is going to be a four count med. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ, name of Allah here is heavy. كَانَ عَفُوًا قَدِيرًا, this is إِخْفَاء. رَاء here is heavy at the end of this word. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْفُرُونَ, رَاء is heavy. بِاللَّهِ, name of Allah is light. وَرُسُلِهِ, رَاء is going to be heavy. وَيُرِيدُونَ, رَاء is light. أَن يُفَرِّقُوا, رَاء is light. قَاف is heavy. بَيْنَ اللَّهِ, name of Allah here is heavy. وَرُسُلِهِ, رَاء is heavy. وَيَقُولُونَ, قَاف is heavy. نُؤْمِنُ, Hamza here is going to have jahar. Biba'adi, ayn has tawassut. Wa nakfuru, ra is heavy. Biba'adin, dad is heavy. Wa yuriduna, ra is light. An yattakhidu bayna thalika sabila. This is a two count, mad al-iwad. Ula'ika, four count mad. Humul kafiruna, ra is heavy. Haqqa, qaf is heavy. And then we end here on a two count, mad al-iwad. Just pull this for two counts. وَأَعْتَدَنَا, dal is going to have qalqala, give it a little bit of bounce. لِلْكَافِرِينَ, ra is going to be light. عَذَابًا مُهِينًا, this is idgham with ghunna. مُهِينًا, we end here on a two count, مَدِّ الْعِوَدِ. So inshallah, that is our lesson for today, starting from the beginning of Juz number 6, 148 to ayah number 151. So inshallah, we'll stop here for today and move on to the tafsir portion of our class. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran, everyone. Inshallah, I will see you all next week. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.